St. Louis Cardinals.
The Secretary of State has arrived in Brussels. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After a last-minute change of plans for Mike Pompeo not to go to Moscow, but instead join European leaders who are holding talks about the Iran nuclear deal, Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, Britain's top diplomat voicing concern about rising tensions between the US and Iran.
We are very worried about the risk of a conflict happening by accident.
Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt saying he'll raise those concerns with Mike Pompeo.
And I think what we need is a period of calm to make sure that everyone understands what the other side is thinking.
The US has sent extensive military assets to the Middle East in recent days, accusing Iran of making threats. Dave?
Now, Simon, not long after the U.S. had warned Iran or its proxies could be targeting ships in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia is saying two of its oil tankers were attacked at sea off the United Arab Emirates coast, causing significant damage. One was slated to take oil to the U.S. Iran is warning of a conspiracy orchestrated by its ill-wishers. Still no tariff retaliation announced yet by China.
The longer we're involved in a tariff battle or a trade war, the better chance there is that we could actually enter into a recession because of it.
Republican Senator Rand Paul on ABC's This Week, the White House economic advisor acknowledges U.S. businesses and consumers will pay higher prices because of higher tariffs, but President Trump tweeted there's no reason for the U.S. consumer to pay more, adding China is in danger of companies leaving to go to other countries. On Wall Street, stocks could plunge again, Dow futures down over 300 points. Special Counsel Mueller will not testify this week about his investigation and final report as House Democrats keep up the pressure on the Trump administration with subpoenas, House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff told ABC.
A person having obstructed the Justice Department investigation now obstructing Congress does add weight to impeachment.
And the president tweeted, Democrats have gone nuts. It should be over. He maintains the report showed no collusion or obstruction. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
We're still awaiting a full House vote on whether to hold Attorney General Barr in for contempt of Congress for refusing to hand over the full unredacted Mueller report. Last night, he addressed a conference of law enforcement.
Thank you very much. That's a nicer reception than I get on Capitol Hill.
Barr told the police organizations gathered,
when an incident escalates due to a suspect's violent resistance to police, that fact is almost always ignored by the commentary. The officer's every action is dissected, but the suspect's resistance and the danger it posed frequently goes without mention.
Now, there was a shooting in Savannah, Georgia, Saturday night when officers confronted a robbery suspect who opened fire, killing 50-year-old police sergeant Kelvin Ansari. He's dead.
We lost a great man. We lost a man who spent a substantial portion of his life protecting our country and protecting our community.
Police Chief Roy Minter, another officer, was wounded. The suspect was later tracked down and shot and killed by a different officer. A pilot grounded in Kentucky.
The pilot for a subsidiary of American Airlines arrested this weekend in connection to a triple murder 4 years ago in Kentucky. 51-year-old Christian Martin was pulled off a flight in Louisville on Saturday, a day after he was indicted by a grand jury. Martin allegedly shot and killed the victims in Pembroke. One was found in his home, the other two bodies in a burned car in a cornfield. The motive is currently unknown. American Airlines saying Martin was a pilot for PSA Airlines since January of last year, adding that they're deeply saddened and that they have an unwavering commitment to the safety and security of our customers and team members. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Drama in the NBA. A Kawhi Leonard shot at the buzzer won a Game 7 for Toronto, beating Philadelphia 92-90 to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Portland also beat Denver in a Game 7 to move on to the West Finals. It was 100-96. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Monday. ESPN 93.5 local news now brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Why don't you get pre-approved? It's a great idea. You go in there knowing what you can do. Call Rhonda 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating another shooting from the weekend. This one was in the 1100 block of North James. Police responded to the scene on reports of gunfire in the area and found that a 26-year-old man was at a local hospital with injuries consistent with a gunshot wound. No word yet on what happened. Illinois lawmakers this week could vote on a plan to raise the state's gas tax by 25 cents a gallon. A proposal also raises standard vehicle registration fees that would go up from $98 to $148. The fee for registering an electric vehicle could go up from $17.50 to $1,000. The reason for that? Electric vehicles don't result in any gas taxes, so they don't provide the state with any gas tax revenue. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310. NLS number 177-2943.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist from Simple. It's simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. And a good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Up to 64 with partly cloudy conditions, down to 43 this evening, 68 the high tomorrow, down to 51. Again, partly cloudy. Clouds on Wednesday with a high 72 expected. Chance of rain just slight at 20%. Right now, the temperature's at 45. ESPN 93.5.
All right, always a pleasure to welcome Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Political science professor, sir, how are you today?
Pretty good, but politics is beginning to get to my brain. It is just terrible.
Well, it's hard to watch sometimes, the redundancy of it all, and you can really kind of wear you down. First issue this morning, no trade deal with China. What does it mean?
Well, probably, I think it's accruing a little bit to President Trump's favor. Apparently, there was a deal on the table, and it looks like that we were ready to sign it, and the Chinese walked away. I don't know if President Trump can convince everybody of that, but that's what he's saying. And I think there will be an agreement somewhere down the line. But I think it's a very risky thing for him politically. I know a lot of his advisors and fans, and I'm one of them, frankly, say that it's going to eventually accrue to his favor. It might. But in the short term, I think it's going to hurt him. If prices go up in America, if somebody says, look, I have to pay more for this than I did last year, I think it's going to hurt him politically. I wish he could have saved this battle, and politically it may not have worked. Get reelected, do all this battling in the second term, mm-hmm. and that may have been better for him. But that's the way it is. As everybody says, that's just the way it is today, and you got to face what's happening today. But I'm not sure if it's going to accrue to his benefit. Even in the long run.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have a lot of people who think we need to hold the line on China, but you're right, around the election. Can China stall till after 2020 at this point?
I don't know. That's the thing. I doubt it. But it still may go on. But he doesn't want this battle to go on for another 2 years until after the election and beyond. That's just too much. And frankly, I think that it's one of those subjects which is a little bit complex, even for the best of us, that I don't know if the average American can understand what is happening. I do not say that in a despairing way. It's just the reality of it. It's a very complex issue. There's not just one trade agreement. There's a whole bunch of trade agreements, and I'm not sure if the American public can follow it. So a lot of farmers already in the Midwest, and he needs those votes, are not too happy with it.
Right. Well, we have presence in the Middle East now. Iran calling our military a target. Saudi tankers sabotage. Mideast tensions flare. Where's this going, Alan?
Yeah, that's a big issue. Iran has to be brought to account. It's not just their nuclear weapons that we're worried about. It is they're causing trouble all over the world. It's not just in the Middle East. Some people might remember many years ago, Iranians were complicit in the bombing of a Jewish community center in Argentina. So their reach is all over the place. They're even in Venezuela. So Venezuela, Iran, all those, North Korea, all that is tied together. The North Koreans have been helping the Iranians with their nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles and so forth. So all of these issues are really tied together. So it's a very complex thing, and President Trump may want to go after Iran in the very end to sort of stop this before his second term.
You know, this is all very precarious, Alan. Something could get started by accident at this point.
It very well could be. As you know, there was some cargo ships from the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, and also from Saudi Arabia that were sabotaged, according to their reports, by the Iranians. That's not good. That's exactly what you're talking about. Those kind of issues that could really spark a major war.
Professor, it is always a treat for me. I really appreciate always chatting with you on Monday, sir. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it very much.
That's Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. And now to Senator Bill Brady. He's a senator, Republican for Illinois, and always a pleasure catching up with you monthly. Senator, how are you?
Stevie, good to be with you. I hope you had a nice Mother's Day.
We did indeed. We had a graduate at the University of Illinois, so I went to the commencement at Memorial Stadium, biggest crowd I think they ever had. It was the largest graduation class in the history of the University of Illinois.
Wow.
The horseshoe was full. I mean, that's how many people showed up on a 47-degree rainy day, but they were all there. Senator, I guess legalization of marijuana is on the docket. Is that correct?
Well, it's certainly been discussed and debated and met about a lot. The bill that was introduced last Saturday, not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before that, frankly, was a summary of, I think, the most liberal bill in the country, and one that I think dealt a bit of a setback even amongst the supporters of legalization.
Will it pass?
That bill won't pass, in my opinion. There are, I believe, a majority of the General Assembly could pass legalization of recreational adult cannabis bill. It just depends on how egregious they get. I personally cannot support it. I believe it'll be harmful to our society. We just enacted, as you well know, recently medical marijuana. I think that's certainly enough, in my opinion, for the time being, to see how that plays out. I do know there are people who are friends of mine who believe that it's already on the streets illegally, unregulated, and untaxed, and this is a better path. I just don't agree with that. Law enforcement has continued to weigh in about their challenges and difficulties with it. So has the medical community, particularly if it further enables youth to ingest this product, its effects on the neurological system of a growing young person is a very, very challenging issue.
I realize, Bill, that you guys, you know, say what you say, the Republicans I'm talking about. You do what you can, but while you have your say, what can you possibly do when you're always in the minority, and isn't everything that happens in the state all Democrats, good and bad? I mean, they control everything they have for many, many years.
Well, you feel my pain so early on a Monday morning. But as the privilege to be the Senate Republican leader, we have to continue to talk about what we think is proper policy. There's no question in my mind that Governor Pritzker had to run to the left of Bernie Sanders to get elected in a Democratic primary, and that the voters were frustrated with the Rahner administration. Even conservative Republicans were frustrated. So we lost that gubernatorial election. And frankly, the Democrats controlled the legislature because they had the opportunity to gerrymander and draw the map. In the meantime, we continue to talk about what we believe to be the right policies, working to wake up the voters and independent voters particularly, but looking to a map in 2022 that will be fairer and more representative. And we believe if we get that, we'll be in power. In the meantime, we'll hold the supermajority Democrats accountable for their actions and make sure the public's aware that it was their actions. We don't believe their situation works in the mid or even short, maybe, or certainly long run.
Well, I mean,
continue to put off obligations like kicking pension obligations down the road to other generations.
What I don't get is we rank so poorly in so many areas in the state, but yet we continue to do the same thing over and over and over. I don't know what to tell you.
Einstein would really be shaking his head over that.
I don't get it. But yet you continue to fight, which is great and commendable, but I would have lasted about 10 minutes. It just feels very hopeless.
Well, my parents raised me to play a role in public service, and this is my role today that I play along with my Republican colleagues. We're going to continue to talk about what we believe in and what we believe works in the short and the long run for Illinois.
I think it worked pretty well in the 80s and 90s with Big Jim and Jim Edgar. I think things were going quite well then, but if you look since then, it's been quite a struggle. Listen, appreciate the fight. Always appreciate the update, Senator. How do people find you? Where could they connect with you?
Sure. Thanks, Stevie. Probably the best way is to start at our website, SenatorBillBrady.com. We have offices both in Bloomington and Springfield, and the Bloomington office number is 309-664-4440, and the Springfield is 217-782-6216.
Well, appreciate your time. Always, Senator. Thank you.
Stevie, thank you.
You bet. Senator Bill Brady from Bloomington this morning, ESPN 93.5. As we check your morning sports headlines, awfully good for the Chicago Cubs, as I have predicted, and the Cardinals are going the wrong way.
Right. Pittsburgh on top yesterday. That final was 10-6. Here's your Redbird recap.
John, the fact of the matter is that their bullpen was better than our bullpen the entire series. We win one, they win three out of the four-game set.
Well, it certainly was better in the game yesterday as the Cardinals saw an inning begin with a walk and a hit by pitch, and that was with Tyler Webb on the mound, and John Brebbia came in and gave up a three-run homer. Josh Bell had a big day, but that home run tied it, and then a two-run double by Adam Frazier put the Pirates over the top. They went on to win 10-6. The Cardinals and Pirates are now 3-3 against each other for the season, but within the division, Mike, the Cardinals have a record of 11-13, and overall, the Redbirds have dropped 9 of their last 11 after they had a stretch where they won 11 of 13 games, so they have to find a way to get that turned around.
Have a day off today, and then they'll take on Atlanta on Tuesday, but yesterday, the Pirates won 10-6, and they took 3 out of 4 in this series.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
John Lester had a good outing. 116 pitches later, Cubs on top 4-1 over Milwaukee. Big bats from Chris Bryant and Javi Baez.
Baez drills one out toward right center. That ball's going to roll to the wall. Bryant toward third. He'll be set, and he will score, and the Cubs lead 2-1.
The 3-1. Swung on and drilled in the air. Left center field and deep. It's got a chance. Home run. Chris Bryant with a two-run homer, a rocket into the wind, and the Cubs now lead 4-1.
And Chicago White Sox winners. as we get into our weather then?
No.
Okay.
Just keep going.
All right. That sounds good.
We got a lot to cover.
Anthony Rizzo, by the way, some back tightness. So he is out, at least, being assessed for now. Illinois softball heading to the NCAA tournament.
How about that? And didn't think they'd get in. They lost to Michigan in a heartbreaker Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Edwards from Arcola just had an amazing game. And they had a walk-off on us, I think, in extra innings. So, anyway, it was good enough to finish at the end of the year. It was good enough, and the Fighting Illini softball team gets to play Virginia Tech down in Lexington on Friday.
That's right. Illinois Golf also headed to the NCAA Regional in Myrtle Beach, so congratulations to them. Illinois Baseball with a win over Purdue yesterday. On to the NBA, Toronto beat the 76ers 92-90 to advance in the NBA tournament, and Portland over the Denver Nuggets 100-96 has the Trailblazers winning that series 4-3. Boston over Carolina 6-2 in NHL action. The Blues are in action tonight against the San Jose Sharks. Sharks are up right now 1-0. That's sports. I'm Diane.
Yeah, baseball swept Purdue. They're in the Big Tens.
Yeah.
That's tied for third is where they're going in. Mm-hmm. Track had some superstar performances. This one guy broke the all-time record in the 100-meter. Amazing, amazing. Devin Quinn, a 10.11, breaking the Francis X. Kritzmeyer track and facility record in the process. Really blazing at 100 meters for 10.11. Come
wow,
on.
That is super fast.
That's super fast. Anyway, that's sports, ESPN 93.5. Be right back. We got a lot of other things here to cover this morning. I am glad you're listening. It is Monday morning. The graduation was amazing. I thought Larry Geese was about as good as you can be.
Awesome.
At doing what he was doing. He's the guy that did the big commencement address.
Uh-huh.
At Memorial Stadium Saturday morning. Very chilly. I'll give you kind of an essence of what he sounded like. It was about finding your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? And then 9 out of 10 people don't like what they're doing, which is super sad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll get into that coming up. I am Stevie J with Diane Ducey. Stand by now. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, a lot of down arrows on Wall Street with stocks set to open lower on worries about the U.S.-China tariff war. Oil prices climbing after Saudi Arabia says two of its oil tankers were damaged by sabotage attacks Sunday near the Strait of Hormuz. Crude is up to $62.50 a barrel. This coming as the U.S. issued a new warning to sailors, and the UAE's regional allies condemned the incident that targeted at least four ships. And a cup of coffee that'll give you a jolt from your bill, $72 a cup. The price for what's being touted as the world's most expensive coffee, according to San Francisco TV station KGO, the coffee imported from Panama costs about $803 a pound, but after roasting, it's closer to $1,200 a pound. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Now, so Nathaniel borrowed my CRV to go to Cincinnati over the weekend. He said that the car drives itself. He said it vibrates when you come near either line and tells you.
That's right.
He said the car drives itself. The CRV is a, it's not an SUV, but it's not a Accord either. Anyway, Honda BMW, they got all the stuff you need. CRV, then the Passport, and then the Pilot. You've driven all those.
Yes, I have. And the Pilot, we drove to Special Olympics in Warrensburg Lathan High School on Saturday, and it was a breeze, even when it got kind of rainy. It's so cool the way the rain hits the windshield these days. And again, you got it on cruise control. It adjusts itself according to the traffic around you.
I'm not sure what the Pilot's getting. Passport's probably they're 20-something?
21 miles per hour.
For the passport?
For the gas.
For the pilot or the passport?
For the pilot.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It is.
Big vehicle like that. Sea Overy's getting about 26. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, off Neil at Brewwash in Savoy. Say hey to Ben Quattrone, Honda BMW, an award-winning dealership. I'm not sure there's been a game-winning shot. Christian brought this up to me last night. That took so long.
Yeah.
From the time it left Kawhi Leonard's hands of Toronto Raptors over Philadelphia, 92-90, by the time it left his hands, it was 5 seconds before the ball went in. It bounced on the rim four times.
Four times.
This is what it sounded like. Unbelievable.
You got to be aware of the inbounder here if you're Philly.
You got to hear the, you can tell they don't know what's going on. The ball bounces four times around the goal. Watch, it sounds like a soccer match. Listen to this. It's unbelievable.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
From Philadelphia is trying to guard him, and Kawhi's in the corner. He throws it up there. It goes donk, 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 donk in. And that I've never seen a game winner bounce four times.
I know.
I've never seen a game winning shot take 5 seconds. It was a high archer over the 7-footer in Beeb, and it went donk, 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 donk. Oh, come on. I've never seen one like it. It was phenomenal.
Pretty exciting.
Pretty amazing. Okay, let's see. I don't know if I have time for this now. Larry Geese, he's the Geese College of Business, gave $150 million. He didn't say exactly these words, but it sounded like this.
What do you want to be remembered for 20, 30, or 40 years from
now? This was like a year ago. I didn't see the commencement posted yet out there. So this is the essence of what he said.
Today. If you're like I was when I sat in your chair 30 years ago, I didn't know. And it's okay if you don't know. Remember, it's a journey. And by all means, enjoy the journey. But do keep that burning passion that you have today. Embrace it, feed it, develop it, and make what you do meaningful to you. Knowing your why is critical. It's the ability to connect the dots between what you're doing each and every day and a higher purpose. Something beyond just going to work or doing a job. Our why is what drives us, inspires others around us, and allows us to persevere during those difficult moments. To put it simply, when you find your why, you love what you do. After many years and a lot of hard work, I found my why. I wake up each and every morning and I say, how can I make the world safer, healthier, and more productive? And as you know, much of the proceeds I receive are going to make a great education accessible.
He told stories. He was tutoring this 10-year-old kid west side of Chicago, and a week later went back and had been tutoring this guy, little boy. Went a week back, he sees all the police cars surrounded. The kid had been shot, 10 years old, shot and killed. And he committed to saying, I'm going to start this Jesuit school. Only 3% of African Americans on that part of Chicago go to school or have a job. And now 90% through his school do.
Amazing.
So he told that story. He told about, he essentially made his money buying and selling businesses. And this Madison Industries is only like 6 years old. But now they're committed to good stuff. Larry Geese was our commencement speaker, Memorial Stadium Saturday. Thought he was terrific. ESPN 93.5 at 7:30 now.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Chinese government announces new tariffs on $60 billion worth of American imports starting next month. It's retaliation for new tariffs on Chinese products bought here.
After the latest round of trade discussions ended last week without an agreement, the United States increased tariffs Friday on $200 billion of Chinese imports. The administration says it's beginning the process of even more tariff increases, targeted at $300 billion in additional Chinese imports, covering about every remaining product China sends to the United States.
Fox's Rich Jensen. A rape case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has reopened in Sweden.
The case had been closed after Assange took refuge in Ecuador's London embassy, but prosecutors now saying they will seek his extradition once he completes a prison term in Britain for skipping bail. He's also wanted in the US after his website published American military secrets.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 14-year-old boy has died after a shooting in Champaign. This happened early Saturday morning. 14-year-old Elijah Booker was pronounced dead at Carl Hospital in Urbana at about 2 a.m. Another teen who was 17 also was hurt in that shooting. The shooting happened in the 1600 block of Hedge Road in Champaign. Booker was an eighth grade student at Franklin STEAM Academy, and extra support staff will be there today. No arrests have been made in the case. Agriculture was the state's top industry in 2017. The Illinois News Network says the U.S. Department of Agriculture recently released results of its 2017 census of every farm in the nation. That kind of census is done every 5 years. Illinois farms generated $17 billion in revenue that year. That's up by $3 billion from 2012. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Our weather brought to you by Behavioral Perspectives Apple Academy with their in-home and clinical-based applied behavior analysis. For kids 2 to 7 diagnosed with autism, they've got their ribbon cutting coming up in Champaign on Thursday. Apple Academy online at bpiaba.com. We've got some clouds in the forecast today. High 64 expected, 44 our low tonight. Up to 68 with partly cloudy conditions tomorrow, down to 51. 72 the high on Wednesday with the clouds, 79 on Thursday and Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 45 on ESPN 93.5.
Honored to welcome former law enforcement officer, attorney, author of When Cops Kill, Lance LaRusso. How are you, my friend?
All right. Thanks for having me. Doing well.
Good to have you back. Explain the title, When Cops Kill.
When Cops Kill is the aftermath of a critical incident is a book I wrote in 2012 to basically explain to the public and law enforcement and their families and spouses what actually happens after the use of force, specifically the use of deadly force or the involvement in a critical incident. What happens to those officers, how the incidents are investigated, and the detail and level to which they're investigated. And it seems timely now that people are giving that short shrift when a lot of these instances are very heavily investigated. And when the officers are cleared, it's not as a result of, some type of shenanigans behind the scenes.
Well, it's 4 years ago, it got stupid crazy. We had the law enforcement appreciation banquet here. I had Sheriff Clark and Mike Ditka and my brother were here. We had 420 people in the room, FBI, everybody. The whole purpose, Lance, was to say, you guys are awesome. Because all of the stuff that was out there, not only dangerous, and I still think we're feeling the aftermaths of all these ambushes, have things gotten better, do you think?
I think in some communities they have, but keep in mind the overarching effect has been terrible. There's a 90% drop in law enforcement recruiting in some areas of the United States. Officers are leaving at the first opportunity at their 20-year mark, where they may have stayed 25 to 30 years. And we know that on the way out the door, they're telling their kids and their family and their spouses and the kids down the street that play in the yard and the guy who works the coffee shop, don't go into law enforcement. So we may be headed for a crisis in 5 years. I've told people if they don't like the current law enforcement ranks, they're really going to hate the second string.
How do we win that war? How do we win the PR of saying the people that do this work aren't out to get you? What do we need to do, Lance?
Well, I talk about this in Blue News, and all the profits from Blue News, When Cops Kill, and Peacemaking go to law enforcement charities. We've donated about $25,000 so far. In Blue News, I talk about law enforcement officers telling their own story. What's happened since Ferguson, for example, is other people are telling their story. The false narrative that Michael Brown was shot in the back or shot with his hands up, it just wasn't true. But we let people get that narrative out before the truth came out. So law enforcement needs to jump on social media, blog posts, podcasts, and they need to get out in the community and tell their story. If you don't tell your story, someone else will.
Yeah, okay. I hope we do that. I think our officers, is it getting better for them in 2019?
That remains to be seen. In some areas, it's really not. We're releasing some very, very violent people from prison. We have a mayor in Minneapolis who said that we need to stop warrior training, whatever he thinks that is. And we've got really a lack of recognition of just how dangerous the job of a law enforcement officer is today and how much more dangerous it's gotten in the past few years. And now we have officers that are just as afraid of being prosecuted in order to help somebody's political career as opposed to being prosecuted because they did something wrong.
No, it's crazy times. Okay, and tell people what would happen. I've already articulated that, but I have no credibility. Lance LaRusso does. Tell people what would happen within 24 hours if nobody answered 911.
Oh, there'd just be Armageddon. I mean, you know, the interesting thing when people complain about officers in neighborhoods that they say are high crime, the only reason those neighborhoods are livable at all is because the officers are there. The people who live in those neighborhoods want the officers there to maintain the peace. But, you know, when you have patrol cars that are running around answering calls, there's crimes they're deterring that you really can't even detect just by their presence.
And when you say a recruiting problem, it means we would settle and take people that shouldn't have a uniform on.
That is a real fight going on right now. I mean, that is being debated. Should law enforcement lower the standards before someone can ride around in a police car? And the answer is overwhelmingly no. Now, that may lead to a lot of people working short shifts and officers and being understaffed on in different departments in different areas in different units. But, you know, you have to maintain that integrity and you have to maintain that discipline in your hiring practices. Because if you make a mistake at the outset, you can't control it with training or education.
What's an officer make? 50, 60, 70,000? What do they make?
Yeah, depending on where you are in the country, in the United States, it varies. But in the state of Georgia, you know, officers are starting out with $35,000 a year.
Mm. All right. So I, as a ruler, I would say double everything. So if it's 35, it's 70. If a guy's making 70, it's 140. That bring, and you say, well, who's going to pay for it? You just said Armageddon. Who cares? You've got to do this.
Yeah, you know, the risks of that people are seeing and what really are not shown because the officers, and it's not just law enforcement, it's public safety in general, they have learned to do more with less. Mm. They have learned to stretch the resources as thin as possible. The problem is, sooner or later, that string is going to break. And when it does, it's almost impossible to come back.
Lance LaRusso, former law enforcement officer, attorney, your books are available, I presume, at Amazon?
They're available on Amazon and also BlueLineLawyer.com. We have a new fiction book out called Parallax that's out. It's a collection of short stories. It's in an e-book.
Kind of a rare breed, Lance. You law enforcement guy, attorney, what the heck, I'll write books that sell. That isn't that easy.
Well, sleep is overrated. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Lance LaRusso.
BlueLineLawyer.com.
BlueLineLawyer.com. Thank you. Also, When Cops Kill, Peacemaking, and Blue News from Lance LaRusso. ESPN 93.5.
And have a nice day.
Yeah, here we go. ESPN 93.5, quarter till 8 on this Monday. It's May 13. We check your sports headlines.
In baseball, Pittsburgh beat the St. Louis Cardinals 10-6. We've got your Redbird recap.
John, the fact of the matter is that their bullpen was better than our bullpen the entire series. We win one, they win three out of the four-game set.
Well, it certainly was better in the game yesterday as the Cardinals saw an inning begin with a walk and a hit by pitch, and that was with Tyler Webb on the mound, and John Brebbia came in and gave up a three-run homer. Josh Bell had a big day, but that home run tied it, and then a two-run double by Adam Frazier put the Pirates over the top. They went on to win 10-6. The Cardinals and Pirates are now 3-3 against each other for the season. But within the division, Mike, the Cardinals have a record of 11-13. And overall, the Redbirds have dropped 9 of their last 11 after they had a stretch where they won 11 of 13 games. So they have to find a way to get that turned around.
The day off today, and then they'll take on Atlanta on Tuesday. But yesterday, the Pirates won 10-6, and they took 3 out of 4 in this series.
Yeah, the Cubs win 4-1 over Milwaukee yesterday.
Do we hear him?
Yeah.
All right.
Baez drills one out toward right center. That ball's going to roll to the wall. Bryant toward third. He'll be set, and he will score, and the Cubs lead 2-1.
The 3-1.
Swung on and drilled in the air. Left center field and deep. It's got a chance. Home run. Chris Bryant with a 2-run homer, a rocket into the wind, and the Cubs now lead 4-1.
I have predicted the Cubs will be 32-8. And they're on pace to do it. They're going to go to Cincinnati. They got 6 with Cincinnati, 3-3. They go to play the Nationals. They're just going to win most of their games till Memorial Day. Then they play at Houston and at St. Louis. There's a chance of a loss there. Otherwise, the Cubs are going to have a huge lead in the NL Central, is my prediction, maybe 6 or 7 games up. The Cardinals went from 3 up in the National League Central to 4th place in a week and 3 days. They've lost 9 of 11. And I'm telling you, it's just a tough division, and it's a long season, but the Cardinals are going to have to play extraordinary baseball to win that division. It's just a stunningly difficult division when Pittsburgh and Cincinnati are pretty good, too. So,
Chicago White Sox over Toronto's Blue Jays. That final was 5-1. Illinois over Purdue in baseball, 6-4. And number 25 baseball team finishing with that 3-game sweep, officially clinching a berth in the 18 Big Ten tournament, happening starting May 22nd. That's a week from Wednesday in Omaha, Nebraska. And Illinois softball heading to the NCAA tournament as a 14 seed, facing Virginia Tech in Lexington on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
On to the NBA. We had Portland over Denver. What a shot. 100-96 was the final. And
that was
Toronto.
Yeah. Kawhi Leonard made the four bouncer. I mean, again, never seen anything like that at the buzzer. That big of a game 7. Come on.
That's right.
Game 7?
That's right.
What?
Now the Raptors will advance. We had the Blues in action tonight on ice. San Jose is up 1-0. And congratulations. We had some great action on the golf with the NCAA regional in Myrtle Beach coming up now. And Illinois women in their 4x100. They finished third. Great stuff.
Women's golf are you talking about?
This is the men's golf.
Men's
that are going to be heading to Myrtle Beach.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I know.
Parkland Golf, by the way, dominating their region. They look to go off to the national championship. They're up 34 strokes, 31. They're really ahead. They're going to win that thing. So good for number 6 and Corbin Siebens' Parkland men's golf team, doing extraordinarily well. They close that out today. Okay, 749, ESPN 93.5 with a check of our weather, now brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
We've got a high 64 expected, partly cloudy, down to 43 tonight, 68 with partly cloudy conditions tomorrow, down to 51, up to 72 on Wednesday with the clouds and a 20% chance of showers. Warm Thursday and Friday as we get towards 80 again. Temperatures currently at 45 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, your dedication to education paid off. Your college diploma's in hand. Now you enter the workforce. Prepare for your financial future with Busey. From personal finance to business lending and beyond, Busey has the resources to transition from the classroom to the boardroom. Exercise smart spending habits. Build an emergency fund. Pay down any debt you might have. Save for retirement. And create a budget so you know that you try not to spend more than you bring in, and hopefully not near the same, because then you'll have room for savings. So I've told my kids many times, cash brings you options. Busey's experts can help. Outcome-based investing, retirement and estate planning, tax planning, risk management, graduation, great time to start on the right foot financially. Let Busey put you on the path to success with customized solutions to your financial needs. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Member FDIC, investment product services not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee.
by the way, Steve Stricker has a two-stroke lead, and they'll continue that golfing today.
Little rain, maybe.
Yes.
Got that into Monday. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He was leading the Champions Tour, I knew, over the weekend. And Luke Guthrie, who's kind of been quiet. He had a chance to win 100,000 on the web.com tour. I think he settled for 21,000, but a reasonably good finish for Luke Guthrie, former Illini golfer, who's been quiet for a few years. Well, it was an exciting weekend for us at our house. Benjamin, my middle triplet, graduated in art and design and, has a job, has several jobs, actually. He's got his own business and he's going to start with somebody else, and then there's somebody else from the University of Illinois contacting him about creating a program for entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And he's done a lot of that, and so we were very excited. On Friday, we had a little party for him. Saturday, we had the big commencement at Memorial Stadium. I've never seen so many people there, and I've been there a number of times. It was really crowded. We walked all the way up on the west side for the high seats, only to have to walk all the way back down. It was full. Just standing room only everywhere, so we settled for the horseshoe. But that wasn't conducive because we had to look back at the screen, because everybody kind of watched the screen because you can't really see the commencement mm-hmm. speaker or Chancellor Jones, a good guy, by the way. He did a good job kind of mediating everything. But it was a great event on Saturday. Then Sunday, you know, specific college, we were in Folliger Auditorium. We had great seats for that. And just really exciting when your child graduates. Maybe it's middle school. Maybe it's high school, college, MBA, whatever it might be, doctorate. Man, you get a doctorate. You're 28 years old or something, but you've been in school a long time.
That's right.
Well, you get a PhD or an MD or something. That is so advanced, and people really respect you. If you can go through all of that, find your way to some funding after you get after your bachelor's, which is possible, it's pretty rewarding. But we were very proud of Benjamin, as most parents are, and family. We just enjoyed the entire experience. And as you are a parent and as life evolves, I found that, you know, you look, I remember looking at all the vans at Dobbs Field out there near Parkland for all the soccer. And I was thinking to myself, I don't like soccer. I don't play soccer. I've never played soccer. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling I'm going to have to go to the, then it was our time to play soccer. I coached and it was the only place I wanted to be. And then you think about all the crowds and going to the stadium and got to sit through all of those names and all. It's the only place you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed every single minute of all of that. But you dread it until you're in it. And then you're in it and you love it. At least for me. It is a quick life, though. Things pass by so quickly. And you just can't. Don't dread anything. Life's too short to dread or not look forward to anything. You might say I'm apprehensive about it. We're taking a little road trip this Friday. I'll be out Friday, Monday, driving Grace to Canada. It's only 10,000 miles.
A little road trip, you said.
Well, Nathaniel and I can't miss this much work, so we're only going to go till Jackson Hole, Wyoming,
okay,
and fly home.
Nice.
But this is a camping experience. Janet and the kids, they're used to this stuff, and I haven't done a whole lot of that. And I blame the Boy Scout leader in Philo who quit when it was my turn to join.
I see.
I'm starting to think it was because it was my turn to join. So I'm a little apprehensive about it.
Right.
Because I'm kind of a, you know, Holiday Inn, low end would be it for
right,
me. You know,
right.
It's like, whoa.
Uh-huh.
So, it's the only place I want to be because it's with them. So I don't care where they are. If I'm with them, I don't care.
That's great.
So we're going to, as it gets warm here, 80s this coming weekend, we'll be driving to the northwest, so it'll be cooler
uh-huh.
in Grand Teton and some of these places we're going to hit. And I think we're taking a little lovey.
Aw.
You can get into Canada with a dog if you show the papers that they've had their tetanus and vaccination,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
Rabies, not tetanus.
Uh-huh.
Rabies.
So, hey, I just got a text in from Jordan, and I'm going to read this off of ESPN. John Beilein leaving Michigan become the next head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Joy in the Big Ten.
Exactly.
Wow.
Thank you, Jordan, for the tip, as I just confirmed online.
John Beilein is leaving Michigan, who's been a real problem. So he's 70 or something.
I know.
He's taking, well, I don't, that's interesting. So the Cleveland Cavaliers have John Beilein.
That's right.
Good luck to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy, but boy, is he a good man. When he was here, I know that he'd get up and go to Mass before the game, 7 a.m. He's a good man.
Okay.
And boy, Who are they going to get in Michigan? The old carousel starts again, huh? That's a good job there.
Next end, things keep getting better for Illini basketball.
It doesn't get better when others get worse, does it? We got to get better. We didn't get that Holyfield kid. We thought we might. He's right. The guy that Brad had recruited for Stephen F. Austin, and he went to Texas Tech.
Okay.
He's a 6'8" guy that was going to probably start or at least play a ton. So that's too bad. Holyfield visited here. But said no to us. That's a little basketball news I just remembered.
Okay. And another jab. Isn't it cool about the Curry brothers facing each other? That's never happened before. I think.
Brothers in what
NBA,
is it?
Actually?
Western Conference Championship.
Okay.
All right. As Steph and whoever's brother is,
uh-huh.
Dell was his dad. I honestly didn't know that Steph had a brother in the NBA. That's because Steph is so good. And I don't think we knew the other guy. Okay. Jeremy Warner will know all about that coming up after 9. We're going to break for the news. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, if you're looking for an appliance, you go there. That's because that's all they do. That's if you want information. You normally, if you spend $1,000 on something, easily could do that now with the new appliances, sometimes $2,500 or $3,000 if you want all the bells and whistles on the side-by-side. Dick Van Dyke's there to explain what you get with this one versus this one. They'll know. And isn't that refreshing to talk to somebody who actually knows their business and knows what the machine does? And if you can get a fine machine with all the little thingies, 19 options and electrolytes, the steam cleaner. If you just get a washer, it's not that expensive. And a dryer, like the old dryer, well, they've got stuff that can steam clean and hang up in the dryers now.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, a place you'll want to visit. Don't forget, you'll receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Customer service, affordable pricing. Check them out in Champaign. They're south of I-74 on Neal. Or online at appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Apparently, teens and credit cards is a thing. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kids have credit cards?
I mean, I know that is happening in my circle.
Okay. We're going to talk about that. Teen credit card use is on the rise. That could be a little dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that next. ESPN 93.5, your Fox News, and Jamie Monticelli's local news coming up.